This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air right now. My voice is attached to me, and I'm Doug Steffen. His voice is attached to him, and he's Michael Harrison. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. Lots of things going on, as usual, in the story category and the people list. Folks at Talkers Magazine go through the radio world, listening to news talk programs and doing the research, so they come up every week with this list, 52 weeks a year. You can find it there, but you can listen to us talk about it here. So, Michael, why don't we get started with our talk about the people and the stories?
Well, guess what? It was another crazy week, but that's not surprising anymore. At number 10, we have the World Cup in soccer, or football, as they call it, and Major League Baseball action. Brexit complications at number 9, to say the least. At number 8, the Sacha Baron Cohen show. At number 7, I know, in the middle of all of that. At number 7, Pompeo in North Korea. 6.
What about Sacha Baron Cohen interviewing Mike Pompeo? How about that for a deal? What do you think? Yes,
I think that'd be cool. Yeah, I would. I think that it's pretty bizarre. How's that for a word? It's bizarre. At number 7, as I said, Pompeo in North Korea. At number 6, we have U.S.-China trade war. At number 5, we have the Strzok Page testimony. Kavanaugh's confirmation process is at 4. Look at all these stories: illegal immigration and the asylum policies at 3. The Trump Russia investigation and his meeting with Putin, which is about to happen, at number 2, and Trump at NATO at number 1. And a lot of talk this week about our number 5 story, the Peter Strzok hearings, and the mayhem and chaos and yelling
nothing.
And
10 hours of nothing.
Well, I mean,
theater. Think about it. It's all theater anymore.
It's it.
Seriously, nothing came out of that. As nothing comes out, look at these top 10 stories, other than the NATO meeting this week, that produced some substantive information and help on both sides, it would seem. One wonders, but the back and forth on Trump and Putin, you know, whether they're friends, did he collude with them to win the election, all that stuff, there's nothing new. What's new in any of this?
I think the Kavanaugh story has brought to light some interesting constitutional issues. Should a president be subject to an investigation or criminal proceedings or indictment during the presidency? That's a question that's come up. Kavanaugh has had different views on that over his career. He was involved in the Ken Starr, Bill Clinton investigation when he was a younger man.
Yeah.
And he's written some interesting things.
What does he say? Yes or no?
Well, he says yes and no. First he said, oh, yes, that was what he was with Ken Starr against Bill Clinton. Then after that, he realized, at least he says, that it's a terrible distraction to distract a presidency. It's so hard to be president with this type of thing. It should wait until after he's out of office. And then he said there's always impeachment as an alternative if the president does something, and here's a great word, dastardly. Dastardly, that makes you a dastard.
Yes, it does.
And we can
all
say
right,
that.
So let's take this apart a little bit, if you don't mind, in terms of how people view the Supreme Court and their supposed infallibility, because they are here to tell us they are the last word. It's them or nothing when it comes to high rulings. So they're supposed to interpret the Constitution, not make, some of these people say?
Not
make
legislate
laws
from the bench.
Right.
Not legislate from the bench.
So he's flipped on one issue that you just made reference to, which shows the, I suppose, infallibility, the vulnerability, the human condition is such that there is no such thing as a solid, there's no such thing as
there's nothing written in stone.
There's nothing, yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, the Constitution is not written in stone, and it's not meant to be. On the other hand, it is meant to be solid and stable. And there's where the action lies. The action lies between what is the real intent of the Constitution versus what is its ability to be flexible. And the framers, the founding fathers, were very smart about that. They did not leave certain aspects of the Constitution vague because they couldn't find the words. These guys were wordsmiths. They didn't leave it vague because they didn't know what to do. They left it vague because they wanted it to have enough breathing room to expand and contract and change with changing times. They had planned for this country to last for more than 4 years. Mm-hmm. And it's worked that way. The Constitution has actually been a very, very practical and durable document. So as far as Kavanaugh flipping and flopping, I see that, and I think most people see it who are trying to look at him objectively and not totally in a polarizing partisan way. I think that Kavanaugh has shown that he's grown over the years, and when faced with experience and faced with new information, he's changed his view, which also leaves us with the idea that anybody that is appointed to the Supreme Court can yet change their view, that they're not
right.
Necessarily going to be a puppet of the president that appointed them.
So then what good are the rulings? If people change their mind and you ask somebody 10 years later about the same ruling and they change their mind, what good is the Supreme Court? Of what value is it if these things are not in stone, but yet subject to
foible? They can't be in stone. They can't be. That's the whole point. The point is, if it's in stone, it may no longer be relevant, or it may not be practical.
But what about people that go to jail? Their lives are ruined by rulings of the Supreme Court or other justices.
There are people in jail for crimes that are no longer illegal, but they were illegal when they were put in crime.
So there's the question. Should they be let out of jail?
Yes. That's a fabulous question, and that's one that's not up for discussion over Kavanaugh, but that's a question that if you had a legal scholar, ask Steve Wiseman that when he's on. That's a great question. Why is it that, for example, if you go to jail for marijuana, and then marijuana becomes legal, are you still subject to being in jail for having broken the law when it was illegal? How about gambling? Look at the differences that we have in terms of gambling being illegal or legal over the years of just of our lifetime.
All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman will be with us later in the countdown. You can stay and we'll get into that, because that's a great, I think that's a visionary concept, frankly, a visionary question. And conceptually, Steve, I've never ever on the, 25, 30 years he's been on this program, mm-hmm. in one form or another, I've never asked him a question that he didn't have an answer for, or he didn't know what I was talking about, referencing.
He's a brilliant legal scholar.
He is.
And I can testify he is a personally great guy.
Yes, and I can do the same thing. All right, how about that? We've got the... Hey, it's the Stephen J.J. Wiseman fan club.
let's do it. This is your life, Steve. I'll stay on, and we'll bring on his second grade teacher.
Right. And his third wife, whoever it is.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's change your life with Life Change Tea, shall we? Those of you who want to maintain perfect health, Michael Harrison is a perfect example of this. He has put his body into a great place. He looks like Adonis, talks like Adonis. You can tell by listening to him, he's really on it, right?
I look better than I sound.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, if you would like to follow in Michael's footsteps, you need Life Change Tea. It is perfectly named. It will change your life. Life Change Tea. Cleanses your body from the intruders, from the bad stuff that gets into your body. These outside intruders from the entire digestive system. So if your colon has buildup in it, you'll notice some weight loss because this stuff flushes all of that bad stuff out of your system. You may experience cleaner, healthier, younger-looking skin, too, an increase in energy. All of the cleansing teas that they have at GetTheTea.com are very popular. But get the tea really does like you to start with Life Change Tea, and then you can look at some of the other things they have. If you want to clean out that unhealthy colon of yours, go online to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you without cost. Get ready. You'll be feeling much better every day. I drink it every day, and I'm happy to tell you that it keeps me clean, clear through, and deodorized too, Michael. It's really on the top of the hit parade. It is, seriously, GetTheTea.com. Go there. Use the code DJV. You won't have to pay for it being shipped to you. It is the best way to cleanse your body and keep it free from outside influences. Free shipping, too. Speaking of free, use the code DJV when you order these teas at GetTheTea.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna, it's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, Talk Radio Countdown. So one of the things that when I look at the list that we've prepared here this week, I think about all of the various nuances of what makes up conversation. And I'm fascinated with this because it's what we do for a living, you and I. Number 10, the World Cup, the focus on the World Cup. I am shocked at the amount of money these guys make. This week there was whoever the lead guy is, the best player in the world, Carlos Fernando Galbunga, whoever, I don't know who the guy is.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Him too. All right, $400 million, Michael. Signs a contract for $400 million.
I don't think he's worth a cent over $399 million.
No,
frankly.
It's outrageous, yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that, though.
It's big. It's big-time sports. Yeah. What we in the United States don't, well, we realize it, but we don't experience it, is just how big soccer, called football, soccer mm-hmm. is outside of the U.S., yeah. and not only how big it is in terms of the revenue it generates and the crowds it draws, the passion that it contains. Mm-hmm. These people are as...
You mean the viewers?
The viewers.
The people who will go to the game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It is the nation's pride. These countries that are, in contention, everything else stops.
Yeah.
Everything stops for
right.
soccer.
Yeah. We have a large contingent of Belgians. Of
got to watch out for those Belgians.
No, we have a lot. Well, I guess there probably are a lot of Belgians. But we have a lot of Brazilians
yes.
in the town I live in. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 of them live here, and they closed down the downtown the other day when Brazil won. They just closed it down. Everything
exactly.
stopped. Everything stopped. So that's what happens. 21 after the hour. Yet we will continue here in the countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, or Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, your source for complete information about the talk radio world, the greatness of the conversation, the people who are on the air day and night. It's really it's fun, actually, to be involved in this. Is the conversation different at night than it is in the daytime? Ever think about when you were on the air? I've been on the air most of the time in my career. I've been on in the morning, but I've been on different afternoons in Cincinnati, evenings in St. Louis, and I think back to whether I was different, and I wonder whether you were at different times when you
were
on
the air. Well, theoretically, it's different with what's called day parts. So theoretically, the conversation or the sound or the music or whatever it is in radio changes from day part to day part based upon preconceived ideas about what people are doing and the state of mind they're in. However, in this new era of delayed broadcast and on demand, that's starting to change. And radio stations do not adhere as much to day parting as they used to, based on the idea that some of the shows were recorded at a different time, and they don't know where it's going to be, especially in syndicated radio. Even national shows are on in three different time zones. So a morning show in one place is an afternoon show in another, and they're both live.
Yeah.
So day parting is not as big. But it used to be that during drive time, it was faster paced, more up. In the mornings, it was brighter and less sober or heavy. Nighttime, a little bit more long form, a little bit more laid back, and a little deeper. And that was even with the music. There was music stations that would have some records you can't play them in the morning. They're too heavy. You can't play certain records at night. They're too light. And it doesn't exist that way as much anymore.
You know, I was, as you were going through that, I was in my mind thinking about some of the people who are on at night. And two come to mind. Our pal Bohannon and how he does things from 10 to 1 Eastern time on his show has been on for decades. And John Batchelor, who I recently heard for the first time in quite a long time, actually, and how he puts things together. He's masterful at getting into the nuance of things that others might not do, but the way he digs into it, and he always has guests, and he always is probing into things that the average person might not even think about, but the way he does it, and I think Bohannon does that as well, is that, you know, unique. We used to say when, what's-his-face was on in the morning, it was not a good morning show, but it would have been a good mid-afternoon show. What's-his-face that was on Salem, Bennett, Bill Bennett. The guys that were...
Bill Bennett wasn't a broadcaster, so he didn't bring broadcast sensibilities to a morning show.
Yeah.
Are that you're aware that you're a morning show. In England, they call it a breakfast show.
Breakfast show, yeah.
And that says a lot. A fellow like Bill Bennett, he was a political guy. He wasn't there as an entertainer. You see, it's the line between entertainment and just the content. And there's an element of show business in this business, and what time you see it is or hear it is really very important. So, like, you're a morning man, and you bring morning man sensibilities to your show during the week. Now, this program could be on at any time because it's a national syndicated special. So,
yeah, right.
When I'm talking to you, I don't come to you with a morning attitude. I come to you with a more general attitude that fits any time.
Well, it does, and that's important. But I think in cases like Bachelor, for example, he's more professorial.
Yes.
And people who listen to him expect
people don't want a lecture, or they don't want to get too heavy in the morning, is the theory.
Nah.
Whereas at night, you have more time. And Bohannon does long-form interviews. He'll be with one guest for a whole hour. They don't do that on morning shows.
Oh, good God, no. If I can keep somebody interested for 3 or 4 minutes, I figure I'm doing a good job.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is. But it is, I thought you'd explain that, and you always do it so well. So we'll continue with more explanations about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio as the countdown continues. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable. Backed by a 10-year guarantee, MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he visits Great Britain after the NATO summit in Brussels, President Donald Trump has today had a private meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Afterwards, he spoke to reporters with May beside him, saying that they had a tremendous meeting, and he also looked back on that NATO session.
The Prime Minister and I worked very hard together in NATO, and that was an incredible 2 days, I think. It's never been more united. People are paying. We are two of the five that are totally paid up, but others are coming along rapidly.
However, late yesterday, speaking to the tabloid The Sun, President Trump criticized May's Brexit policy, saying a compromise with the European Union would kill a U.S.-UK trade deal, and he took aim at London's mayor, saying he's soft on terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting the juice onto the radio. In fact, the stories and the people are juicy this week. From the Talkers.com headquarters, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers at Talkers.com with us, Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of talk. Somebody sent me a note this week. I wanted to know, his name was Dennis. I wanted to know what you knew about pirate radio, pirate talk radio. I don't know, maybe the concept of pirate radio in general and whether there are talk radio stations. In my mind, when I think about pirate radio and the big deal the FCC makes out of it, I think, what the heck's the difference? Just go on the Internet. What do you have to have
The Internet, has diminished the luster of pirate radio. Radio, for those who don't know, is a form of radio where you get the technology, you get a transmitter, and you broadcast illegally on an open frequency to a city or to some place out of an apartment window or from the roof of your house or some, you know, where you put up an antenna. Some of them have very small signals for a mile or two, but if it's a heavily populated area. And some of them have been quite legendary, and it's against the law. The FCC will find you. They'll find you and can
But honestly, how is it any different than what really we do on the Internet? How is it?
What's different of it is that it's based on the premise, first of all, that you're on the radio dial and people dial switch and they find you. There's not as much dial switching.
Does that make any difference anymore?
Really?
Well, as I said, the internet and the digital age has diminished the appeal and the luster and the impact of pirate radio. But if you suddenly could pop up at, you know, 77 on the dial in the middle of a major city, you're going to get people hearing you a lot easier. I mean, terrestrial radio, AM/FM radio, still dominates over internet radio, even though that's changing. Mm-hmm. So there still can be a case made for the impact, even though it's illegal, of pirate radio, but there's not as much pirate radio now as there used to be for two reasons. One, the FCC gets to them quicker, and why do it? If you want to have a message that you want to put out, go online and promote it amongst your constituency or your target audience.
If you don't mind the personal reference, you have done a brilliant job of doing that in Western Massachusetts. Well, it doesn't just Western Massachusetts. I guess you can hear it.
Well, it's all over the world, but it's totally aimed at Western Massachusetts. We have how could I possibly resist not building a hyper-local radio station online in my neighborhood where I live, or one of the places I live? I also was thinking of doing one in Palm Beach County.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But we have a radio station. I call it a media station, but it's basically audio, called Pioneer Valley Radio.com, and it is hyper local. It's personality public affairs programming totally geared to the local communities of Western Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. That's the criteria. It's very difficult for anything else to get on. And it has a very big following now. It's in its fourth year, and it's fun. And I started it as an experiment because I like to practice what I preach. Mm-hmm. I talk about these subjects to people who are of a mind to broadcast all the time. So I show by example how it's done, and we do it.
All right. So is it likely, because you have so many different hands, people ask me this myself, because I do five different radio programs every week. Is there a place, for example, at talkers.com, you have your conversation, and is this something that might show up? Can people hear if they go to pioneervalleyradio.com? I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, pioneervalleyradio.com.
Do you ever put up your Michael Harrison interviews there?
There's a link to it, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Because I am a local product of that community,
right?
But it's not our main meat. The main course on PioneerValleyRadio.com are interviews with local people, local celebrities, local politicians, local business people, and listeners. It's a local radio station.
So you could go out conceivably. This really is kind of like old retail radio, the stuff we grew up in. And that's maybe why it's easy for us to do this kind of stuff, because we did it when we were kids. Go out on the street with a recorder, and you use your iPhone or iPad or whatever it is, and record somebody and bring it back and
do it all the time.
Yeah.
Do it all the time. Everybody that works at PioneerValleyRadio.com has a recording device. It's called your smartphone. Right. And we do it. You're talking to you're at a restaurant, and the waiter or waitress is interesting, or the guy that owns it. Hey, let's talk for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And it's posted. Much of it is on demand. We do live shows, but interviews of the sort that you're talking about are on demand. Some people call them podcasts, but they're not really podcasts. They're radio shows. It's a radio station, but it doesn't adhere to any of the rules of radio. And programs are never interrupted by commercials. Because it is a website, the commercials have their own place of existence.
Right.
And it's very experimental, very modern, and it changes regularly as we evolve the results of our experiment and see what works and what doesn't. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff. It really is.
But I think that you'll see more and more of these hyper-local radio stations around the country. And that is not in any way, shape, or form going to hurt national programs. There'll even be nationally syndicated programs on hyper-local stations.
Yeah.
Everything creates its own hierarchy. But the bottom line is we're going through amazing changes in terms of how we communicate. And that goes all the way from the simplest social media to the biggest mass media outlets.
All right, let's go. That gives me a chance as a cue. into the next focus, and that's Sean Hannity. There's hardly a week go by now on the Countdown show that we don't talk about him because of his continuing influence, or increasing, maybe is the better way of putting it, influence not only on radio, on television, but in the national conversation. He's with the president in Europe, and he's in London, and he goes up to Helsinki to see, who knows, he'll meet Vladimir Putin maybe. Maybe he gets an interview with Vladimir Putin because of his connection to the president. He has access to a lot more stuff than almost anybody I can remember in recent times, Michael.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah, really.
Ever.
Yeah.
He is the most influential radio personality in history.
Really? Wow, that's quite a statement.
Well, he influences the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he is most influential. I'm not saying he's the most influential in terms of his listeners.
Right.
I'm not saying that, you know, he's not Edward R. Murrow. There's been different kinds of it. But this guy has the ear of the president. He has it now. He's had it for a long time. And he may have it for a very long time. An example of his influence on the president is the appointment of Bill Shine, former co-president of Fox, former executive producer of Fox News, friend of Hannity. Somebody that you and I know, for the position of White House Communications Director, which is in that White House. That's a really important point because it's a media-oriented White House. And Shine has already influenced things when President Trump announced the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. Shine approached it like a television producer with the lighting and the sound.
He's doing it. He's a television producer. So make a show. It's showtime. Hello.
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. It is showtime. Look at the news media and the way they've tried. This is catching the news media at their own game, or maybe besting the news media at their own game. There are a lot of people who gave me some flack last week because I was speaking about Shine in a nice way.
Well, you know him.
I quite like him.
Well, you were talking about him personally.
I remember
that conversation because I thought about it a lot because Shine is controversial, and you and I were saying, hey, he's a nice guy, only from our own experience knowing him.
Well, isn't that how it works?
Well, yes, but I could also understand how people feel when you don't know somebody.
But is it fair to judge someone to the way people like that get judged if you don't know them? Really? How do you know what goes on in Hannity's
head? A case could be made that being friends with somebody biases you against what they really are like objectively. So this goes both ways, Doug.
Not me and you, though. We're objective through and through.
Yeah, right. No, we all are influenced if you know somebody, and especially if that person is nice to you.
Yeah.
How many times have you had people say to you, somebody's really a bad guy,
bad guy? And I got to know him first because his wife was on my program. And she was a character and a half.
Well,
and that's how I first was introduced to him, frankly.
Well, Darla Shine has been a controversial figure now. She has said some things that now are subject to scrutiny because her husband is in an influential place. Yeah. And some of the things that she's flipped off lightly because she was a radio kook in a certain level.
She was kind of kooky.
And I don't mean that as an insult. She was just...
No, she's kooky.
She was kooky.
Yeah,
and she said a lot of things. Really? And now she's the wife of a major influencer in the White House. Aha! Uh-huh. Let's take a look at what the kooky things are that she said.
Well, she and Sean's wife were great friends. I don't know if they still are, and I don't have any reason to think that they are because they were neighbors much as anything else. And it's like the cul-de-sac conversation. What do you talk about when... And these two guys are on Fox, and you're the wives, the spouses.
I have to say, from what I know, I knew of Darla Shine. I was friends with her for a number of years. Haven't talked to her in about 10 years, so I can't say where she's at now. But I would say that she marched to the beat of her own drummer.
Absolutely.
I do not think that Bill Shine and Darla Shine collaborated or colluded on similar.
That's a very good way.
An interesting insight, though, isn't it?
It is. That's what we're all about here, insight. We're going to get the insight of Michael in his conversation of the week. We'll talk about the Michael Harrison interview next here on The Countdown.
Do you toss and turn trying to sleep? Do you need a stack of 10 pillows just to get started? I used to, but all that was before I got MyPillow. For myself and my son Jack, MyPillow fits me in the way I sleep, and that has made all the difference. for myself and Jack. It's a custom approach. It's not a one-size-fits-all. And now I want you to try the pillow that changed the way I sleep forever, to change the way Jack sleeps. You will love it. Check this out. Right now, as a special offer for my listeners, use promo code Benson and buy one, get one free. Call 800-944-4975 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Benson. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. This offer is limited, so get yours today. Buy one, get one free. Call 800-944-4975 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Benson. Call 800-944-4975 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Benson.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
Oh.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review. Okay, so people this week, Stormy Daniels didn't make it into the people list, but I think she's probably number 11.
She should be somewhere near there, yeah.
She's
a great gal.
All right, arrested at the strip club in Columbus. Do you think that they check everybody out? It goes into the strip club, or do you think this was a special?
I don't know.
By invitation only.
I haven't been to a strip club since I'm about 19 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And 21. And I guess they've changed over the years.
I never got anything in my face. Did you get anything in your face when you went?
Just a beer that I didn't like.
Ah, okay. There you go.
But whenever I think of strip clubs, I think of beer. And I'm not a beer drinker, because you had to drink a beer to get in. And that's a whole other story. But no, Ohio. That's right. It was in Ohio. She broke a law or something that you're not allowed to stick parts of your body in people's faces and touch. You're not allowed to touch the customers.
Really?
And
what good is a strip club?
But I don't know. That's such a BS story. It's crap.
Silly.
Yeah.
All right.
Silly.
The Harrison conversation, the Harrison interview, the MH interview with Steve Alton. Tell us about that.
Steve Alton is one of the most successful science fiction writers in the world. He's written a ton of books that have been New York Times bestsellers. His first book was called Meg, a deep sea horror story about the Megalodon. And finally, after 22 years, it's going to be a big summer movie called The Meg, which is this giant 60, 70-foot white shark that swam the seas in the old days, prehistoric, and comes back from the Mariana Trench and wreaks havoc. And we talk about all that stuff.
Eat everybody and everything.
Yeah. MHinterview.com is where people can hear an interesting conversation with an independent publisher who has really done well. He also is fighting Parkinson's disease at the same time, so there's a little bit of inspiration attached to it.
That's too bad. All right, MH interview, deep dive, if you'll pardon the pun, into the what a name for a being, the Megalodon.
Yes, Megalodon, fierce, vicious, bone-chomping creature that can swallow an elephant whole.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Poor elephant.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Steve Alton with Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have a double feature, a creature feature. It's the creature feature on the countdown.
A featuring new creature at the table.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert because he's a college professor and a great lawyer as well, and Michael Harrison. So we were talking, Steve, about what happens to folks who are in jail and the crime that they committed.
I'm supposed to ask a question.
Oh, you're asking a question.
I mean, what the heck are you keeping me
here? Go ahead.
I can be out having my...
Right, exactly.
We were talking about... he says stay here, so I ask the question, then you're asking the question. What kind of garbage is that?
Okay. Help yourself.
Okay, thank you. We were talking about Kavanaugh, the confirmation process, and he was talking about how the president shouldn't be held responsible, blah, 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 all that. So the question came up. Is in our legal system, if you commit a crime for something that's illegal and then it ceases to be illegal, for example, gambling or marijuana or anything of that nature, do they acquit you and send you home from jail, or do you still have to serve a sentence for something that you did when the action was illegal?
Great question. And indeed, you are still serving your time. And it's funny because I was thinking about that just the other day as watching local news. And in Massachusetts, recreational marijuana has been approved, but it's a little bit slow as far as the permits being issued. But I was watching TV of these business people, these now business people involved in recreational marijuana and certainly getting due respect. And I'm saying, gee, what about the guy in Texas who's doing 100 years in prison? And it's only a slight exaggeration for selling marijuana. So the answer is it was a crime at the time that you were sentenced. Therefore, the decriminalization doesn't change that. However, one would think, what about the people who have the authority, governors and presidents, to pardon people? And wouldn't that be an appropriate thing for people to be pardoned?
Do you think
this is going to become an issue?
No.
Okay.
Really?
There's so many, bigger things right now. I hope it does focus, because there are significant numbers of people who are in prisons, and I used Texas as an example because they were very, very prominent, putting away even small dealers and even possessions of marijuana. And today that looks absurd, and yet those people don't necessarily have the representation to bring their cases out to the public and the courts.
This is a perfect example of the public not being aware or not seeing the money that we waste on people in prison. First of all, why do people go to prison? Let's say they owe somebody money, you're going to put them in prison. How do they earn the money to pay off, and then you and I are paying for them to be in jail? What the hell sense does that make?
I used to work in the state prison system here in Massachusetts, and remember, when you imprison someone with a family, you're imprisoning that whole family in the sense that there are going to be great effects upon that family. And are you warehousing these people for a period and getting them in to learn even worse things and then put them out into society, or are you actually doing something to try and rehabilitate them and give them other options? Our prison system is pretty bad in many instances, and the privatization is even worse.
Mm-hmm. All right. Michael, you have another question for Steve?
No.
All right. Sasha.
I'm going to say so long, Steve, so long, Doug, so long, Kara. Right. Thank you all.
Thank you. All right. Sasha Baron Cohen is being sued by Roy Moore. Is he leaving himself open because of the questionable way some of these interviews have been set up? A lot of people have been had in the last month or two. Is he vulnerable?
Not really. It's one of these things where, like Sarah Palin, he's against the middle class. I'm not sure where that came from. The courts are very, very protective of political satire and this kind of thing. And frankly, I've seen a lot of people, including, former Vice President Cheney, who took their ribbing, pretty well. You have, Roy Moore, who's threatening defamation. You should be very careful. First of all, there's a great First Amendment protection for the media, and there's also that question of truth as a defense as well. So Sacha Baron Cohen is going to get an audience of Sunday night that he never would have gotten had it not been for this wonderful publicity he's getting from people like Sarah Palin, who can't take a joke.
Well, what he should do next is interview Stormy Daniels, I think. That would be, get her into the studio and do a striptease act for him. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown. I'm Doug.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.